This is a podcast from Rover.
We mentioned this quickly on Friday, just before the weekend, about what I noticed when I was with our son Jay. When we were walking through a New Zealand institution. Farmers.
Love farmers.
We walked through Farmers and we noticed on Friday or Thursday night that all the mannequins were wearing very weird wigs. Now, the mannequins lately, probably I say lately in the last 10 years, they've stopped having faces, which I think is good.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think the faces really dated mannequins. And the lips always looked a little weird and made them look more porcelainy than what they were, you know?
I don't know, it gave me something to aspire to. I never quite nailed it. But.
Yeah. I'd always asked him for help.
That really pale woman over there.
Yeah. Hey, lady with a distant look on her face. Where are the socks?
Yeah. So I think that's why they no longer have faces.
They stood out this time.
Hey, lady who's just a torso. Where are the undies?
And where are your hands?
Just point with your stump. Where are the hands?
Stop it. So we noticed these farmers' mannequins had the most bizarre wigs. They were like, if you've seen the Australian singer Sia with her hairstyle, quite a sharp short cut, but then a very definitive fringe. But the fringe was the thing that stopped Jay in his tracks. And if a 7-year-old boy notices it, it's blatantly obvious. The fringe itself was sitting where I imagine her upper lip is. It's so low, and they look ridiculous. And I just thought it was my local farmers. No, it's at all of the farmers' stores currently right now. Can I bring in my next investigative journalist, who I've just appointed this morning? Her name is Ellie, and she is in Rolleston. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for being on my journalism team.
You are so welcome.
Now tell me what you reported seeing when you were in Farmers, and what Farmers store was it?
Okay, so last week we went to Farmers and we noticed these wigs as well.
Okay.
And it wasn't just the bizarreness of the wigs, it was that there were staff brushing them. Like, you would imagine, like, brushing your daughter's hair. They were brushing these wigs. And so we went back, my daughter and I, we went back on Friday, having a bit of giggle after listening to you in the morning. And we went and took photos of these wigs together, posing with these wigs. And it wasn't just the short, sharp haircuts. There were ones with long, blonde hair as well, and the same fringe, all lined up in a row.
So you're saying there are different styles, but with a similar long fringe?
Styles with the same fringe.
Ellie, may I ask a question? When you were doing this journalism course for us, were they brushing the wigs whilst they were on the mannequins, or did they have them off and have them on their hand and they were brushing them? Or
no, they were on the mannequins and they were brushing them.
We've seen the photo.
So there was one lady with a step ladder because they were propped up.
What do they think when they're doing those, you know? What do they think when they're brushing that? Oh, stop moving. You know, like, why are you brushing a mannequin's wig? Clint's just texting saying, Paul, are you sure you're not just jealous? Given your hair situation being...
Yeah, he's very right. I look like the mannequin before the wig is put on.
Yeah, yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Ellie, I've done some work. Someone sent me an email, right, for the person that decides what the mannequins wear. They've probably got a bigger title than that, Ellie, but I got sent that email. So then I sent the email saying, hi, Lana here from the Breakfast Club. We're just wanting to know where the inspiration came from for these mannequins and their wigs. Guess what they responded, Ellie?
What did they respond?
User not found.
AI! It's coming! It's AI!
How very helpful.
Okay, sorry, Ellie. That's what happened. It was an invalid email. But look, thank you for your work. We're going to put you in the draw to go and see Adele and Shania in Las Vegas because you got on here.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellie. Have a good week.
Ellie.